Hey! So this is my part two of the two-part poetry boo. And this is a piece that I wrote in October of 2010. This is another theme that comes up a lot in my writing, and that's the love of writing and poetry itself. This is called Love and Narcissism. This afternoon, I got off harder to Mike McGee spitting his truth at me through YouTube than the 6 cunnilingual orgasms I received that very morning. It's true, Mike. I really do love your stuff. Now, why did I get off so hard? Because I get it. Because I'm a poet. Even in my moments of deepest insecurity, my thoughts are rhythmic, turning my empty bank account into a satirical sonnet, my internal upset into an epic tale of woe. Tip me a pence and I'll give you some hope. Hope written from a poet's fingertips, the hope I help use to remember, the hope that keeps a struggling artist going. Hope that states that every moment that we are truly aware, truly alive enough to understand that beauty is the point. That's where enlightenment lies, and it's always there. Beauty doesn't fade, even when my perception goes elsewhere, afraid. Afraid of letting that message sink in, that I am a poet. One capable of connection through spoken word, be it lyrical, be it structured, be it alliterative, be it truth. One who understands the things escaping me, given to the page and the stage with my mind, body, and soul. Let it be truth. As a poet, you get all of me. No falsehoods allowed to exist behind a mask when you're a poet, no one else's words to hide behind. If you have never been moved forward by a performance that you have ever done, because you have left a part of yourself created just for that audience's partaking, then in my eyes, you're not a poet. Are my eyes right? Who knows? But that is not what this piece is for. This piece is for the moment of realization, when confidence and inspiration finally collide and you are able to look up and factually state, my name is Ko Sozuteki, and I am a poet. It's for all the poets out there. Word to the nerd.